Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife will formally acknowledge Friday that it violated the constitutional rights of two brothers who commercially fish the Columbia River. The agency's admission of wrongdoing is part of a settlement in a lawsuit that has changed agency practices. It stems from a traffic stop nearly 9 years ago in rural southwest Washington. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story.
The traffic stop happened on the morning of March 23, 2007. The location was tiny Wakayakum County across the Columbia River from Astoria. It was captured on video.
Now film this guy too.
Filming from inside a crew cab pickup truck was the Tarabakia family. Father Joe, 20-year-old son Matthew, and 17-year-old twins Alex and Brian. Outside the truck were several officers from the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. They demand that the Tarabakias get out of the vehicle. The family refuses to budge until the county sheriff or undersheriff show up.
Okay, when the undersheriff gets here, just hold on.
As soon as he gets here, I'll step out.
This roadside standoff followed a morning of fishing in the Columbia. The Tarabakias had a load of salmon the fish cops wanted to inspect. The family had led officers on a slow-speed chase before they were finally boxed in. These officers and the Tarabakias knew each other well. There was a lot of history and bad blood between them. Now it was coming to a head.
The
standoff lasted more than 13 minutes. At one point in the video, a Fish and Wildlife captain is seen pulling out a collapsible baton. He says he'll break the window if they don't get out. It ends when the undersheriff arrives, someone the Tarabakias trusted. They unlock the doors to the truck. The officers quickly detain the family.
Get out. Just film it, Brian.
Driver Matthew Tarabakia and his father Joe were jailed for resisting arrest and obstruction. Those charges were later dismissed. The fish the Tarabakias were transporting that day were all legal. In 2010, the Tarabakias filed a federal lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the traffic stop. The family argued the Fish and Wildlife officers had no right to pull them over to do a fish check without reason to believe a crime had been committed. They lost in U.S. District Court, but successfully appealed to the Ninth Circuit. Matthew says the appellate decision on their Fourth Amendment claim was vindicating, especially after what the family calls a campaign of harassment by the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife.
No one believes you when you say the police did something unfair to you. When you say that, people automatically assume that you did something wrong and you're just trying to cover it up.
The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife denies it targeted the Tarabakias. Steve Crown is the current chief of the agency's law enforcement division. He says regular contact with fish police is part and parcel of being a commercial fisherman.
It is common knowledge amongst commercial fishermen that they're going to be inspected. There's high dollars, high stakes. When you're engaged in a commercial fishing practices, you can have huge impacts on a particular species of fish, and they know that.
But Crown says as a result of this case, his officers have ended a long-standing practice of pulling vehicles over on the road for fish checks.
We've told our officers that, hey, don't make those type of traffic stops unless you have reasonable suspicion to do so.
Officers can still do those checks on the water and at the landing area. The Tarabakias recently settled their lawsuit against the agency for $130,000. In addition to the payment, Fish and Wildlife agreed to acknowledge it violated Matthew and Alex's rights. For technical reasons, they were the only family members named in the appeal to the Ninth Circuit. Many years have passed since that roadside standoff in Wakayakum County. The Fish and Wildlife captain in the video is now a deputy chief. The Tarabakia family is no longer in the fishing business. The boys moved away. Alex doesn't think he'll come back.
I'm not sure I would go home. I feel, to some extent, like my name and my family's name is kind of tarnished, and sort of like there's a stigma around it to where I'm not sure that I would ever have like kind of an even playing field.
Even though he would be coming home as a doctor, Alex is currently attending medical school at Dartmouth in New Hampshire as a rural health scholar. Matthew is also in med school at Harvard. Alex says he always knew he would go into medicine, but Matthew says what happened between his family and the authorities on the Columbia River influenced his decision to leave the fishing business behind. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.